Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Klal Lamed Dalet. We're in Simen Aleph. Now, in the parentheses, the Chayyadam says the following: that the Magen Avraham, back in Simen Kuftes, discusses this conflict, where you come late to Mincha, you're trying to figure out what to do with Mincha, and then Maariv. So the Magen Avraham says over there, Shiyaskol Kedem Kaddish, Kedelis Balot Bitzibur, the Tvila Bitzibur, other Memen Yeshmer Rabbah. She says, what about the conflict if you start now, you come in, let's say, after Kedusha of Mincha, and you say, if I start now, I will not finish my Shemoneh Esrei in time to answer Memen Yeshmer Rabbah. If I wait till after Memen Yeshmer Rabbah, then I'll lose Tefillah B'Tzibur of Maariv. So I have the conflict. If I start now, I'll lose the Menyei Shmir Rabba. And if I start then, I'll lose Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Magen Avraham's Shita is that Tefillah B'Tzibur is considered a more significant Mila than the Menyei Shmir Rabba. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, start Mincha now after Kedusha, even though you're going to lose the Menyei Shmir Rabbah of the Kaddish afterwards, and then you'll be finished in time to be able to daven Maariv with the Tzibur. So the Chayyadim says, first of all, that which the Magen Avraham says, that the Menyei Shmir Rabbah and Tefillah B'Tzibur is Adiv, that's debatable. Could be a Menyei Shmir Rabbah is more takes precedence over Tefillah B'Tzibur. It says, but besides that, which is that's not the point he wants to discuss, why don't you do my Eitzah? Wait till after Menyei Shmir Rabbah. Then while the Tzibur is davening Birchas Kriya Shema, you'll say Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, and then when the Tzibur gets to Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv, you'll daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, so you'll gain your Tefillah B'Tzibur of Maariv. Till Mincha, you're not daven B'Tzibur either way. And you can get Menyei Shmir Rabbah, Tefillah B'Tzibur, everything. All right, so why don't you do that Eitzah? And it says, the Magen Avraham himself, in Reish Lamed Vav, says that's what you should do. So he doesn't understand that Magen Avraham over there. Now, I do want to point out that this is really not relevant for us nowadays. This is all talking about a case where they're davening Maariv before Shkia. So really, it's a time slot which it's theoretically possible to daven Mincha while they're davening Maariv, because it's still before Shkia. In a case where they're going to be davening the Maariv after Shkia, a person would not leave his Mincha Shmoneh Esrei to wait till after Shkia to daven. A person should daven before Shkia in order to have the fulfill the Shita of the Goinim, of the Gra, that you cannot daven Mincha after Shkia. Mr. Burr said before, B'Shas Adchak, we allow you to daven after Shkia, but the Chatkila, obviously you wouldn't wait to do that. So this is not such a common case. It's more relevant than a case where the Tzibur is davening early Shabbos than the davening Maariv after Plag. It would be the more common scenario where it's playing out. That's one thing that's important to understand over here. That which he said, that Tefillah B'Tzibur takes precedence over Menyei Shmir Rabbah, we said before that Mishabura Pas is not like that. Menyei Shmir Rabbah takes precedence over Tefillah B'Tzibur. And then this suggestion that he says, why does he do the Eitzah of the Magen Avraham follow his Eitzah? Well, the obvious answer to one case where that wouldn't work for the person. The Tzibur davens Maariv quickly, and he's afraid if he waits to start Shmoneh Esrei till after Shmir Rabbah, he will not get daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. He will not get to Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv at the same time as the Tzibur. He takes 6, 7, 8 minutes for Shemoneh Esrei, and then they finish Pirkei Kriyas Shema in 5 minutes. So he knows that he's going to be behind for Tefillah B'Tzibur. And again, if he starts his Shemoneh Esrei while the Tzibur is davening Maariv, good chance he's going to end up missing the Menya Shir Rabba of the Kaddish after Maariv Shemoneh Esrei. So the simple answer would be that case won't work for him. So then what do you do? According to the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem to be that a person would wait after Menya Shir Rabba and then daven Shemoneh Esrei, along the lines of what the Chayyim is suggesting to do, but for the reason that Menya Shir Rabba takes precedence over Tefillah B'Tzibur, and if you end up with Tefillah B'Tzibur of Maariv, good. If not, not. Have a good day.